Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video. I'm Chris. Let's get right to it. This is the chart right now. The price of Bitcoin right now is 66,672. And this is, by the way, today's a full moon, and I plotted the moon phases on the chart. This whitish gray one is a full moon, and the blue one is a new moon. So today's a full moon, and I don't know, we're kind of cruising back up, right? The last 5 days, we just been doot-a-doot, inching back up, which is good. We bounced off this area down here, 60,000-ish, so everything's looking good. It's a full moon, so are you doing any rituals in the woods late at night tonight? all right, this is the time chain. This is the block, 840,564. Sats per dollar is just under 1,500, 1,499 sats per dollar, and the market cap of Bitcoin is $1.31 trillion. And today it was a historic day 13 years ago. We didn't know it then. Bitcoin creator Satoshi Nakamoto sending one of his last known emails exactly 13 years ago. 3 days later, he was gone forever. And this is a quote from that email from April 23rd, 2011, from Satoshi. I've moved on to other things. Bitcoin is in good hands. Yeah, so apparently 3 days after this, he disappeared. And we don't know who he is, or who she is, or who they are. All right, let's talk adoption. This is the latest. The Warren Buffett-backed Nubank, Brazil's largest digital bank, now allows customers to deposit and withdraw Bitcoin. Yeah, but I thought Bitcoin was rat poison squared, Warren Buffett. Any comment? Well, I guess he's just an investor in this bank. But look, you can buck the trend all you want. You can deny reality all you want. It ain't going to help you. It ain't going to help you. And in terms of how much money is out there ready to come into Bitcoin, well, think about this. Ryan Jordan posts, U.S. college endowments stand at $840 billion. That actually surprised me. Pension funds for workers at U.S. companies and state and local governments together held about $9 trillion. That dwarfs the Royal Saudi Investment Fund. None of these people are here yet, but they are coming. Stack sats and chill Bitcoin. Yeah. And when people say we're still early, we're still early. We might not be the earliest, but we're still early. Look, 1.3, I just showed you the market cap, 1.3 trillion. I mean, there's so many trillions around the world that not all of it's going to go into Bitcoin immediately, but a lot will, and eventually more will. So, yeah, and regarding the ETFs, have we finally seen the back of the significant GBTC outflows? So, yeah, GBTC has been selling, and you can see behind my head. Yeah, now you can see that. So yeah, this is the outflows from GBTC, and they've come down and down and down, and are we near the end? I don't know if we're near the end, but you know, one of the things that's been, believe it or not, holding the price down is this. So once this is over, what's going to happen? Here we go. Let's go. More adoption. Jack Dorsey's Block is developing a full Bitcoin mining system. And Walker says, probably nothing. Yeah. So, yeah. And look, and the mining reward just got cut in half, right? The halving. What was it, 4 days ago? But big companies are still going to be jumping into mining. I mean, look, this is just so bullish. So bullish. Here's a CNBC host. Apparently, she's like jogging or something. And yeah, but she discusses how bad the load. She discusses how the load flexibility of Bitcoin mining assists the reliability of the Texas power grid. Yeah, so this is a thing. Yes, Bitcoin uses energy, but compared to many other industries, it doesn't use as much. And it can actually help power grids, like during their downtime. Instead of just wasting that power can be used for Bitcoin mining. Same thing with green energy sources. So, yeah, this is great. Now, here's a Africa Bitcoin Conference 2024 to take place on December 9th to 11th in Nairobi, Kenya. Are you going? Are you going? This should be really awesome, though, right? Apparently, it's the third edition of the Africa Bitcoin Conference in Nairobi. And yeah, this looks great. I mean, and events like these are happening around the world. And in terms of development, look at this. OpenSats receives a $1 million donation from the Reynolds Foundation. Yeah, we are delighted to announce that Reynolds Foundation is supporting OpenSats with a very generous donation of $1 million, announced OpenSats, which is a nonprofit dedicated to supporting developers working on free and open source freedom tech projects. Yeah, in Bitcoin, and sometimes that also Nostr. So this is great news, right? I mean, that's what we need, is more development. We need the newer apps, right? That are the apps that are going to replace YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all that. We need to create these on Nostr and with Bitcoin integrated. So that's what this is. That's what OpenSats is doing, funding these projects. So that's great. All right, let's get into some fiat and government nonsense just for context, because Bitcoin solves these issues. And I did want to ask Barry, my producer over here, Barry, what do you think we're going to need to overcome all this fiat and government nonsense? What are we going to need to survive it and overcome it?
You're going to need a couple of horses or a couple of mules.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go. Yeah, this is great news, actually. The White House is now considering declaring a national climate emergency. If Joe Biden declares a national climate emergency, he would have COVID-like powers. Yeah, this is great. Huh, I wonder if this is what they might plan on for this year before the election, to disrupt the election. Huh, interesting. This is coming out now. Yeah, I mean, look, this. Can you believe these people? I mean, government is a cartel, and they're horrible. And they're just pushing all this authoritarian stuff. What are they going to do? Tell you, oh, it's a little warm outside. You can't go to the store. Shops have to shut down. They're going to try it. Mark my words. And here is what a voter looks like after public education. Yeah, here's a woman. This is a video. We're not even going to watch it. It's too annoying. But she's asking, why don't we just print more money? We cut down more trees, print more money, not let inflation go up, and we don't just give it away, but we print it, and then we aren't in debt anymore. And literally in the video, she's like, you know, I'm not like highly educated in this, but I would like to give this message to these economists and stuff. Oh my God. Yeah, this is, and as Peter St. Ange points out, this is what the average voter probably looks like. My God. All right. Just do what they say and you won't get hurt is what you tell hostages, not people in a free country. Think about that. Think about that. People being forced into complying, right? We are hostages. Bitcoin solves this. And speaking of inflation, it is 1923. A woman uses banknotes to light her stove during hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany. Just a friendly reminder why we Bitcoin. Yeah, so this is like, imagine having a stack of cash like this. Tens of thousands of US dollars, hundreds of thousands of US dollars. And it's so worthless that you're burning it for fuel, you know, to start a fire. It's coming. It might take 5 years, might take 10 years, might take 20 years, but it's coming. And breaking news, Venezuela is to accelerate cryptocurrency adoption for oil sales to work around new U.S. sanctions. All right, so Venezuela, they're going to work around U.S. sanctions. Why not? Right? Why do they have to use the U.S. dollar? They don't, and they're not going to. And this is what a lot of the BRICS countries and many others are doing similar things. It doesn't look good for the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is a sinking ship. And here's more about inflation. A Big Mac went from 50 cents to $8 and lost 40% of its size from 1980 to 2024. Look at the difference in size here. This is 1980, and this cost 80 cents. This is 2024, and it cost $8. Literally, they're shrinking the size of stuff. I even saw pictures of Pringles cans are shorter. Everything, they're shrinking the size of everything. Have you noticed that? My God. All right, now this is about, speaking of development in Bitcoin, there's a new integration between Zaprite and Mutiny Wallet. Zaprite is a product where you can easily accept Bitcoin and Lightning payments on your website and stuff. So you could use Zaprite and like embed a little payment thing in your website and people can pay you in Bitcoin. Like, it's easy. And Mutiny Wallet now apparently has a new integration with them. You can connect your Mutiny Wallet, enabling direct Lightning payments on your checkouts. So yeah, this again, just more development happening. Very good news. I wanted to let you know about this podcast. It's called Citadel Dispatch with Odell, and he has on great guests, and they talk about really good stuff in Bitcoin. This is a really high signal, low noise podcast, and so I'll link to it, and here's all the links. You can watch on whatever platform you want. They do stream on Noster, and you can also watch on YouTube, though. Yeah, so check out Citadel Dispatch. And today, I don't know if you knew this, it's World Book Day. It's World Book Day. Reading can seriously damage your ignorance. Yeah, World Book Day. So just know that. And here's one for you. You know, I'm starting to think these super wealthy, totalitarian, warmonger pedophiles might not have our best interest at heart. Gee, you think? Come on, we got to wake up. We got to wake up our friends and neighbors and our family. Some of them you got to wake up slowly, but my God. And here's Chris Farley. Remember that time that your husband and a male prostitute had a hammer fight in their underwear? That was awesome. And here we have to watch this. This is, you know, required viewing.
He broke out my window.
Which one?
Man, look, I'm so mad.
Are you okay, darling? Can you call the fire department,
please? No.
Do you need help getting up?
No.
Are you able to get up on your own?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to get up for me, please?
I will.
Just so I know you're okay.
I'm okay.
I know, but I don't feel comfortable with you laying on the ground like that.
I'm going to get up.
Okay.
I mean, come on. I saw that. I'm like, I got to put that into the show. What? Hello? You don't think I would you don't think I would end the episode with that? All right. Well, here's our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Everything you want is here. And this link at the top, join our Locals community. Come over to Locals, sign up. It's free. Come hang out. And don't forget, every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, we do the Bitcoin panel live stream. And this past Friday was pretty awesome. So if you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for watching. I appreciate you. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and like the video. It really helps. Thank you all for so much of your positive feedback so far. I'm really happy that there are trolls in the comments, but not that many compared to the positive comments. So I really appreciate that. So, all right, I'll see you tomorrow for tomorrow's Bitcoin news video. All right.